The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Tonight we have a fabulous show for you with our guests coming in from Oslo, Norway, and London, Yanni Peterson and Marcus Thorsen of the Energy Healing Group in Europe are my guests, and the information that you are going to receive tonight is phenomenal. Remember our Love Frequency Healing Hour that we aired for the entire month of September? Well, the Energy Healing Group participated, and they're going to share some insights as to what happened during that month. But also, they're going to give us some really incredible information that you're going to want to hear. It's not just airy-fairy stuff. This is real scientific information that will definitely change the way you view energy healing. You're going to love this show, so stay tuned, get comfortable, relax, and open that precious mind of yours. We'll be right back, right after these messages. Guess what? Royal Caribbean Cruise Line just gave us an extension on our cruise rate for our four-night cruise to Mayan Country. Don't delay. Sign up today. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. Hey, I need to ask a favor of you. I really, really need your help with this. Could you please come to loaradionetwork.com and nominate Law of Attraction Talk Radio for the podcast awards? Oh my gosh, I would so appreciate it. Just click on the top banner and put in Law of Attraction Talk Radio with the loaradionetwork.com. site. It will only take a few seconds to do this, and oh boy, I would be forever grateful, because with your nomination, it gets us one step closer to reaching out to more people and allowing this ripple out effect to occur. So thank you in advance for taking the time to do this. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate this. Also, while you're on the site, sign up for the updates and the newsletter, and you will be receiving the Love Sound Frequency Healing Hour MP3 that has been energized by hundreds of energy healers from around the world. If you've already signed up for the newsletter, don't worry. I'm going to go ahead and put a link to it in our newsletter for those who are already in our database, and listen to it as many times as you want. Again, this has been energized by hundreds of energy healers, and now this is free to you to continue your healing. We really, really want to get this out to as many people, and now you can listen to it whenever you need it. By the way, if you have a smartphone, I want to remind you that you can listen to our 24/7 radio broadcast by getting the mobile app from TuneIn and then finding Law of Attraction Radio Network. And don't forget, you can listen to my show, Law of Attraction Talk Radio, from TuneIn or Stitcher.com or even iTunes. I know that quite a few of my friends have my show from iTunes on their mobile phone so that they can hear it, and they can pick and choose which episodes they want to listen to. It's so much fun, this modern technology. I just love it. So for more ways to listen or to download the shows, just go to the show page on LOARadionetwork.com. My show page is LOARadionetwork.com/jewels.html. Now, let's do some happy news for you. This is a really terrific story that I picked up from the internet that was originally aired on NBC. At the age of 102, car enthusiast Margaret Dunning is gearing up for her next great adventure. She's heading back to college to finish her business degree. Dunning, who dropped out of the University of Michigan nearly 80 years ago during the Great Depression, had no idea that homework and tests were about to loom large in her life once again. But she's lived long enough to know that happy surprises can come at the most unexpected times. And last week, she received a doozy of a surprise. At a special ceremony just for her, Dunning was presented with free tuition at the University of Michigan and free car care products for the rest of her life. The Fram Group, which makes Prestone automotive products, honored Dunning in response to her lifelong love of cars and a penchant for changing her own oil and spark plugs all these years. Dunning has been making headlines long before because of the doting care she single-handedly provides to her 82-year-old car, a 1930 Packard 740 Roadster that she bought back in 1949. The Plymouth, Michigan resident also owns and cherishes a number of other classic cars. She finally reflected back on the Packards she's driven over the years, including the one that she smuggled to college with her and kept hidden in the woods. She stated, "They would dismiss you right out of school for a thing like that at that time." "Fortunately, nobody told on me because I used the car to come home on weekends, and I would come back and very quietly put it away, hiding it in the woods near the college." Dunning grew up on a dairy and potato farm west of Detroit, not far from where Henry Ford's family lived. She first learned how to drive on her family's farm at age 8, experienced her first car crash smacked into her family's barn at the age of 10, and obtained her first official driver's license at the age of 12. Bring back those easy days. After graduating from high school in 1929, Dunning began pursuing a business degree at the University of Michigan. But during the dark years of the Depression, she had to drop out of school to help her mother, who owned a bank and needed all the support she could get. "I went on in banking for quite a while after that, so leaving school didn't cause me too much harm," Dunning said. Still, the idea of returning to school after all these decades has filled Dunning with a rush of excitement. She said she figures she has about a year to go before completing her degree, and she's already plotting out her commute to the university's campus in Ann Arbor. "I'll have to figure out just what I'll study, but it will be in business, though. I know that, because I'm still running a business right now. It's a trust fund." She continued, "I'm very, very pleased about this. I feel like I've been granted a few more years that other people did not get, and I am really very happy that I have this beautiful old world to live in." Wow, I'm impressed. She definitely has an award-winning attitude that's carried her through her 102 years. And look, even at the age of 102, she's still manifesting her dreams. Her love of her car, along with the excitement about going back to school, brought about a huge miracle in her life. So thanks, Margaret Dunning, for showing us how to do it. Now let's get on with tonight's show. I want to paint a clear picture of these two very impressive and highly educated energy healers. Jani Peterson resides in Oslo, Norway, is a graduate of Brennan Healing Science School, is an NLP master with a degree in offshore engineering. Jani is a trainer in leadership development and a board member of Norwegian University of Science and Technology. She specializes in corporate healings, business alignment and leadership, health and inner strength, and well-being energy healing. Marcus Sorensen lives in London, is also a graduate of Brennan Healing Science School, has a BA in commercial languages, a master's in architecture, a hypnotherapist, a helicopter pilot, and has 3 years of medical school under his belt. Marcus specializes in medicine and surgery, trauma and post-traumatic stress syndrome, chronic illnesses, neurology, and mental health energy healings. Wow, these are two really, really special energy healers, and it is my pleasure to welcome you both to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for welcoming us to your show.
Thank you, Jules.
I am so thrilled. Now, Jani, you're coming from Norway, is that correct?
That's correct, from Oslo, Norway.
Wow. And Marcus, you're in London?
That's right, I'm in London, England.
And you two are the representatives of the energy healing group that is all over Europe, right?
That's right, yeah. We have members in seven countries.
Yes, fascinating. Seven countries. Marcus, you wrote me an email that told me of your experience, the group's experience, during our Love Frequency Healing Hour, and I thought it was magnificent. Can you read it for us?
I can, yeah. We came together as a group to energize the Law of Attraction radio network healing that was sent out across the world. And a little bit of what we experienced was some of us contacted the fear template, which is very present around the world, and we stayed present with that in loving compassion in all the different ways that we can be present as healers and unique human beings as well. And each one of us carries our own wounding in that place. And we felt it was important to allow and lovingly accept fear and not try to scare or force it away, but allow it to transmute in its own time and receive the invitation of love. The wounded healer is a big entrance point for us when we work, because we feel and know it through our own wounds that we find and bring our gifts and our unique and transformed love. And this love has a very unique flavor. Each human being adds to the whole of love to create a beautiful love fabric. Several of our healers saw this as a golden grid around our precious planet, where angels were also present and the beautiful and powerful life force of Mother Earth. Some of us made energetic contact with the audience of the Law of Attraction radio network that's tuning in to receive the healing from the broadcast, and we felt that a container is forming to help birth the healing and support the transformation we're going through in whatever place the audience is starting from. And we touched into the primordial template of being beyond time and space, where all is one.
Gosh, that is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. The audio of the Love Frequency Healing Hour was only aired during the month of September, but because the energy stays up on the audio, we're sending this audio MP3 out to all our people in our database so that the ripple out effect will continue.
It's a wonderful resource you've provided for your listeners. It was a pleasure for us to work on as a group as well.
Well, I must say, I was just so thrilled when you accepted my request to participate. I just knew that something special was about to happen. So let's begin with talking about how you got this wonderful energy healing group together, because you are in seven countries. How did it begin?
We are all graduates of the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which has several campuses around the world, and we studied at the one which is located in Austria in Europe. So we're all people who had a vocation to do some sort of energy work or personal development over 5 years ago, which is when we first came together as a group. And since then, we studied the intricacies of doing energy healing and holding our own personal process, our own sort of psychological and spiritual development work individually. And then we are 12 people who are in a class that all graduated together from that school. So this is why there are representatives from across Europe in our group. And we know each other personally, in person, very well. And we also do a lot of work together over long distances.
I want to make sure that I am sending everyone to the correct site here. It's energyhealinggroup.com. And on that, you have a list of healers and their qualifications. And it's very impressive. But on your site, you're even quoting Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is coming on my show in a couple of weeks. But I thought that this really brings the scientific information to the public. Can you talk about this?
Jana, do you want to do that or shall I do it?
I was thinking about you and your medical training. You might be better at doing the Petri dish explanation.
Sure. So I've attended medical school for 3 years, and I have the privilege of having insight into healing both on an energetic spiritual level and also on a very biological level of the human body. And what Bruce Lipton quotes is both something that's known from quantum physics and in medical science, which is the idea that when two elements, two beings are vibrating at a specific frequency, they start going into a kind of resonance with each other, which in quantum physics is called entanglement. So the notion is, this is quite a well-known thing in physics, if there is a pendulum in a room and then another pendulum is introduced in that room, they will, after a period of time, start swinging at the same frequency, which is pretty fascinating. But this also spreads into the human body where, for example, if you take a cell from a human heart and you put it inside a Petri dish, which is kind of a little dish you use in a laboratory, and then you put another cell in there from a heart, they will start contracting and vibrating at the same frequency. So what we do when we do energy healing is that we use the frequency of our own energy field to induce a harmonic resonance with the field of the client that we're working with. So this can be when we're present with this person, or it can be over long distances because of the intention that we set. So you can kind of imagine what happens when we get together as a group and we have a totally aligned field as a group, and then we invite our client, whether that's an individual or an organization, to be at that same level of frequency that we're holding. It's very, very powerful stuff.
Wow, Marcus, that is beautifully stated, very powerful. And it's such a clear understanding as to what's going on with us and our energy field. I love it. Now, Jani, you really get into the business side of things with corporate healing. To me, this is so fascinating. Can we talk about this?
Corporate healing is also very, very interesting, and we have worked with that for a little while. And as we come together as a group, we can also take on and help and assist the field of another group, whether that is an organization or it's a corporation, company, or project, smaller groups that come together. And it is, as human beings, we have our own field, and when we come together, we build the field together. But a corporation and a company also already have a field. They have an intention. They have a vision. There is a mission there already. So when people come together in this company, they join with that vision. And they, well, if it works, when things work well, things are well aligned. And you can also affect that through healing.
So let's go a little bit deeper. You are energizing the corporation and the people within it to focus and align with the intention? Wow, this sounds like a great idea.
Well, the process that happens, or as we have done so far, corporate healings is a fairly new thing that we've done. So there are more areas to be explored. But what we do is that we can do healing work directly on the field of the company, of the energy consciousness of the company. and we can also work with the energy field of the individuals. Now, it differs if someone comes to us and they own the company and they have people bind to that company, but they are not so close that they would like to take part in the healing work. We can do healing work on the company and on the owner, and it will affect down towards the people that are connected to that company in some way. But if they're not in there for the healing, we don't need to do healing work on them or with their fields. So, yeah.
Corporate healing. This is probably the best thing I have heard in years. And it's such a brand new concept to me. I definitely want to hear more and more about this because I always thought it was just the individual.
Jules, let me tell you, I mean, even if you consider when two people are in a relationship, you know, there is the energy field of each of those two people, but there is also a whole other third energy field that they create together. And everybody can feel this because we all know we're different when we're with different people. And that's the energy field between us that is both deciding and being created by what we put into it. So, of course, an organization, whether that's two people or 2,000 people, they are creating an energy field together. And that's the level that we're working on with them. And the second thing that we've also realized from doing these healings on organizations is that we're not just affecting that energy field of the group of people, but we are also affecting every single person and organization that they deal with. It's like ripples that come out from a drop in an ocean. And that's what we're really enjoying now, and particularly when we have the privilege to work on your broadcast with you. That's putting energy into something that is having a ripple effect across the kind of fabric of human consciousness in a way. And that's fantastic for us to work with.
Based on what you just said, technically, we could resolve this global economic crisis and ripple it out so that everybody is prosperous, hence the golden age. I love this.
Well, in a sense, I suppose you can say that. Yeah, we were working with the field and working with the broadcast and also working in a way indirectly on all the people that would be affected by it. So, yeah, you're definitely part of that big ripple effect affecting the whole world.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. As soon as this show is done, I am signing up for a corporate healing on Law of Attraction Radio Network. We're going to bring it in and let it ripple out to everyone. Talk about a major global transformation. Let it begin. I, again, am so impressed by your organization and the energy healers because you state on there that you are all professional energy healers who have undertaken at least 4 years studies and other training in fields such as psychotherapy, medicine, bodywork, and coaching. A really impressive group, energyhealinggroup.com. I'm just amazed by this.
We are all trained in our group from the Barbara Brenn School of Healing. So we're all graduated from there. So, and that's how we know each other. So that's 4 years of training.
So how do you train to be a long-distance energy healer? Is it through meditation? Is there a way to measure it? Can you give us some information on this? How do you train to become something? I thought it was something that you had to have a gift for.
This is it's a process for us that I think has built over a few years, because in the first years of our training, the most important thing that we learned was to be in contact with ourselves. And for me personally, what I can feel is that if I really tune into myself and what my body and my emotions and my thoughts are doing, it's easier for me then to tell what's happening with someone else, because I can feel what's them and what's me through that interaction. So then through doing that through years and years, it becomes easier to tune in to another person from a distance, because I can feel who I am and then I can kind of tune into them and understand a little bit about what's going on with them. And the more concentrated I am, the more I practice, the clearer this information becomes. So when we then start doing things via a distance, and it's in a group, we have a lot more power running, and the frequencies that we can cover are also wider. So which means that the range of information we can receive about our client, whether that's an individual or an organization, becomes more wide as well. So it's a gradual process. I don't think there's anyone out there who would sort of be able to instantly do long distance healing in a great deal of depth overnight. It's something that takes practice to develop.
Ah, interesting. But there are people who were born with this gift of healing energetically at long distance.
We've learned it theoretically at school, and we've also learned it practically through experience. For some people, it's easier to do these things because maybe they're born very intuitive, as you say. And for others, it helps to have things explained in a theoretical framework, so then we have an idea of how to proceed. And then from there, we can make the experience our own.
Yes, this makes sense, because we're all capable of being energy healers. We're expanding, we're growing. It's just natural. So, Marcus, give us the scoop on why you have had 3 years of medical school.
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting story. I actually started at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, and because a large part of the curriculum there is anatomy and physiology, I realized I was so interested in learning how the human body functions that I then signed up for medical school. So it's because of my interest in energy healing that I ended up doing the medical studies. Then I came to a point where after 3 years, I felt I'd had a lot of exposure to the medical training, and I started to do clinical rotations in hospitals, and I realized that that's a very difficult template for me to work in. I think it's easier for people who've done the medical training first, who then go into energy healing, to hold both of those things. But I think it might sound a bit funny, but I think I was too sensitive in a way to then function in the hospital environment with the pressure that that involves. So I now enjoy having the knowledge from that and having a lot of hands-on clinical skills, but I don't need to work in a hospital in order to kind of fulfill the service that I want to offer the world.
Oh, yeah, totally understandable. So if people have a severe illness, you would be the healer that they may want to go to because of your understanding of the physical body and the energy surrounding it.
Both that understanding, the physical processes that are happening in the body in a particular disease, yes, and also understanding how that is typically treated in the traditional medical establishments, because I've had experience of that. So there's a really important thing for us when we work with a client, which is we encourage them to continue seeing their physician and using whatever support network they have, but we can complement that through the service that we offer. So I can possibly better understand what the whole picture is of the healing that's taking place and they're organizing for themselves because of the background knowledge I have.
Yeah, I believe you're talking about a more holistic approach of the entire body, energy field, physical, mental, well-being included.
That's right. And Jules, we have people in our group who are trained as body psychotherapists who will then understand where they're coming from. If a client is coming with us with, you know, more psychological issues, you know, they'll have a take on that. We have people who specialize in coaching. So if people are using that as their support, we can also understand where that might be taking them and how we can fit in around that with our service.
Personally, I would rather have energy healing that's less invasive than going to Western medicine, but that's just my take on it. Let's take a fast commercial break and station ID. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Here's an update on a cruise of a lifetime to Mayan country. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line will not be raising the rates for the time being. And we have a special announcement that Lee Harris will actually be singing on the cruise. So not only do we have Law of Attraction coach Constance Arnold, astrologer Jean Wiley, channel psychic Lee Harris, we are also introducing holistic coach Enzo Giovanni to you as well. Plus, we may be tossing in a special hypnosis session on releasing the fears that block you from reaching the stars. So sign up today by going to lawofattractioncruise.com. That's lawofattractioncruise.com. Welcome back to Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. We are talking with two brilliant long-distance healers representing energyhealinggroup.com. Yanni Peterson coming to us from Oslo, Norway, and Marcus Horison coming to us from London. The Energy Healing Group is about a dozen of educated and experienced energy healers located in seven countries in Europe. Marcus, as a hypnotherapist, I would assume that you feel that emotions play a major role in the physical well-being of the body.
Oh, that's the biggest question, isn't it? I mean, my personal take on that is that's huge, absolutely huge. As Bruce Lipton also says in his article, the expectation that someone has towards their healing plays a great role in the effect of the healing itself. So if someone comes with emotions of, you know, hope and optimism and trust, and all sorts of things that are positive like that, their healing will be different than someone who's coming from a place of fear. But that's also something that we've recognized when we do work with clients, and we know that it's very important to welcome whatever emotion is there. And if someone is coming with fear, that can be maybe just because they're trying to protect themselves from an experience which might be new or frightening because they've not had it before. And this is a very natural state of human activity. When we see something new, we are scared to start with until we know, oh, okay, this might be safe, it might work for me. So we welcome all of those emotions. But of course, if someone can get into a place of relaxation, exactly like with hypnotherapy, the more relaxed someone is, the deeper you're able to take them and the more you're able to change things on a very deep level.
Do you use energy healing while a client is under hypnosis?
This is something of my dream, to have an integrated practice on that level. When people come to me for hypnotherapy, what I've tended to realize is that they are people who work very much from their mind, typically. They're people that I can engage with on a mental level. Sometimes when people come for healing, it's because they engage on a mental level, and other times it's because they engage on a more emotional level, or maybe on a level of their own personal will. So I try to help people in the language, if you like, that speaks most to them. And with hypnotherapy, because it's a spoken therapy where I interact with people through their mind, I tend to stay more on that level. But if it's a client that I've dealt with several times, I may introduce the idea that I could do healing. But as a rule, I don't interfere with anyone energetically unless I'm invited to do that, and that's kind of consensual and open.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I would love to do the same thing, incorporate energy healing with my hypnosis clients as well. Now, I'm sure you have come across in your practices that there are some people that are not able to heal. Perhaps it's their life journey to leave this planet with that illness, or that they're supposed to help other people learn something. What do you think?
Well, I think that the question is very interesting. What does it mean to heal? So if someone comes to me and they have a very specific problem they want to fix, very often this happened, or they come to us as a whole group and they have something they want fixed, and so that's something they want away, and they call that the healing. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes it happens straight away. Sometimes it takes some time. There's something else that needs to be addressed first. Sometimes we carry quite great woundings, and you know, before we can start working on them and let them go and get the lessons, there are other things that need to be more stable. So you kind of have to grow and be stronger before you can deal with the bigger issues. So the time scale might be very different. And I have experienced personally big issues disappear in a minute, and I've experienced things you wouldn't think were so big, and they take a lot of time. So the question again is, what is the healing? Sometimes what we put on the table, this is what I want fixed, is just something that puts us on this journey. So we're supposed to walk this journey. And there are a lot of things that are quote-unquote fixed or healed on the way, and we grow as a person, we grow as a soul. And the problem kind of lingers there, the problem that we're focused on, but in a way it's kind of your carrot to keep going. So, yeah, the question is often, what does it mean to heal?
Interesting. So, Marcus, have you experienced a person not being able to heal, the terminal patient?
Well, there's been a sort of lot of death around in my life this last year. I'll tell you, Jules, from a very personal perspective, I've been pondering this question, what can we actually do when someone is in a terminal situation? My partner had an accident over New Year and was in a coma for 3 days and then passed away from something that she shouldn't really have died from. It's just a head injury, really. And I really did ponder, you know, what does it mean? You know, why can't we energetically change some of these things? And what I learned from that was that sometimes there is a perspective that is so great on life, and I mean life in the broadest sense, which also includes death, because death is an aspect of life, that we just cannot grasp it. And the more I tried with my very mortal mind here on this earthly plane to grasp why is this happening, the more distress I was in, and the more I was able to just accept that maybe, you know, there is a plan on such a scale that I cannot imagine where this was somehow agreed and accepted by her, the more peace I had with that. So I know that I can do what I can do here with my the mortal capacity of this incarnated physical vessel that I am. And beyond that, the rest I do leave to a place of a greater wisdom that I always can't know the exact truth of, but I do believe is there. And that's the way it is also with terminal illness. I think sometimes things aren't for us to change, but to accept and take the learning from as best we can.
Gosh, that's so beautifully said. So, Marcus, would you say that the actual energy healing then could actually help the transition of a person away from fear into more bliss with passing on?
Exactly. That's exactly right, Jules. And as my partner was passing over, I had the privilege to be able to sit with her in meditation and tell her our story and remind her of the lessons from this incarnation. And there are people who are professional energy healers, who are death midwives, who will do this sort of thing and alleviate that transition. Because in a way, you know, I always remember this story of, you know, two unborn twins who are still in their mother's womb who are having a discussion, and sort of one says to the other, you know, I've heard this, you know, this myth, you know, that there's something out there, you know, that there's something out there called life, and we'll be able to see that something called the mother from the outside. And the other twin sort of says, well, don't be silly, you know, of course there's nothing, you know, this is it. And this is exactly what my experience is sometimes of life. I think, well, who are we to know that this isn't a very small part of something much greater? And energy healing, I think, sometimes takes us back to what I sometimes call my soul self, which I get this experience of being a very timeless and boundless being with a much, much greater perspective than this very small slice of reality that I see in this time and space.
That is a terrific story. I'm going to have to remember that. I've got some people I want to tell that story to. So let's talk again about the energyhealinggroup.com. That's www.energyhealinggroup.com. And I want to send everybody there, because this is the place to go if you need some additional help. Tell us how we go about picking a healer or understanding what's going on. What do we need to do?
Jana, do you want that one?
we have, at the moment, we are having some new technology installed on our website. So very shortly, right, Marcus, in a week or so, there will be some more ways to work with it. But the principle is the same. They go to our website and they get to meet the healers there, and they get to choose, who do I like? So after reading each healer's profile, and from there you can also go on to their, you know, individual pages to get to learn, to get to know more about them. And then you pick your healers. You can pick two, you can pick three, you can pick four, you can pick five, you can pick all 12 if you want to. And amongst those, you pick one that is your facilitator. That's what we call it. So that's the one that will be your personal guide in the healing. So that will be the person that talks to you before the healing, who arranges the whole group and doing the healing, and also have a conversation with the person afterwards to share what was experienced during the healing.
We also offer, for people who are unable to pay for our services, we allow people to send their personal details to us with some information about their situation that needs healing. And we will, when we do our regular group connections, hold them in essence during those meetings to offer them something. But that won't be with a specific healing team that they choose. It'll be the group holding them in essence instead.
You know, I really appreciate your generosity in that when people do not have the funds, that you are willing to help in one way or another. But I do want to remind the listeners that we are about the law of attraction. And this law states that we can create and manifest plenty of money to take care of all of our healing. We can manifest this. It's all about fair energy exchange, and what we put out, we're going to get back. Fair energy exchange. Having said all that, I fully appreciate the concept of you talking to your client prior to the healing taking place, and then doing a follow-up after the healing has been arranged and has been done. Some of these long-distance healers are actually telling you that at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we're going to be doing the healing, send me your money, and maybe you'll remember that it's going on at that particular hour. There's no follow-up. There's no personal one-on-one. So, and I'm not saying that doesn't work. It's just there's something missing for me. I need that one-on-one contact because I think that my issues are unique to me, and I want the healer to understand fully what is going on with me in order for the healing to be effective. So, Yanni, tell me your procedures for healing.
After you have the conversation and they have shared what is important for them at the moment, where they need help, how they feel, then they are invited to go and lie down or just get comfortable in whatever way they would like. And then the facilitator will connect the healing team, and the healing team will start doing its work together.
So is there a common healing that's coming up right now for everyone?
I think you could give an example of just about anything. That amazes me with this work is the variety of what people come with. So from ranging from anywhere in a corporate healing, for instance, it can be money and client or having enough customers, but then also to the personal one, from having physical diseases or pain or problems that are very, very physical, to having just struggling in their lives, or having emotional problems, or just not succeeding in the way they would like to. So the range of what people bring to the healing table is as wide as life itself.
There's a part which we also really enjoy on the website, which is we invite clients to fill out what we call an intake form on our website, which is submitted to us. This is the first point of contact. And on that intake form, we ask different questions about what are the physical challenges this person has, any diseases, but also what's their family situation? You know, what do they do for a living? Is it fulfilling? Are they in a relationship that's fulfilling? And how can we actually help them? And sometimes what we find is that it's actually the first time that some of our clients put all this information together in their own heads and realize, oh, wow, there may be a little bit of a pattern here between, you know, the fact that I feel very emotionally down and I don't find my job very fulfilling and my relationship isn't working out, or whatever it might be, you know. So sometimes the client starts doing their own healing work just through answering questions that are put to them, and then we then take over the healing from there in a way.
I know, it's rather in-depth intake form. I mean, when I filled mine out, it really gets you thinking. It's really good. So would you say that fear is the common link that people are really trying to release right now, to release those blocks so that they can start moving forward?
Well, if you start from the principle that the opposing current to love in the universe is fear, then the answer to that is yes. And what we find is that the more we are able to connect to a frequency of unconditional love, which means loving whatever is there in us and the client while we do this healing work, welcoming fear, welcoming anger, welcoming distrust, whatever it might be, the more we can hold that unconditional love, the more the cells of that person will start to heal themselves.
And that's probably the best message that we could bring to the public today. So it's very, very powerful. Thank you for bringing that up. And this actually brings us back to the Sound Frequency Hour that we were airing in the month of September. During this, I kept on going back. Although I didn't go back every day, I did go back quite a bit. And every time I went, I felt like dancing. I felt joyful. I could feel the fear going away. And every day started getting better and better. And I felt like everything's going to be fine. And so I'm going to invite everybody to make sure that they get the Love Frequency Hour, that they can re-listen to it, because I think it is rippling out to the rest of the world. Marcus, I want to talk about this really incredible shift that I feel is going around the planet right now. Tell us what you think this is and what does it mean?
I would say that from doing this kind of healing work that we're doing now with corporations, organizations, groups, any group of people who decide to come together, we experience something new emerging. And you're probably familiar with the old Buddhist text around where is the next Buddha coming from? Right. And there is this idea of Sangha, which is that the next Buddha is the group consciousness. And this is something that feels like it's emerging at this time. We are enlightening and healing each other together, which is why this is now so strong, this idea of offering healing as groups to other groups and individuals, of course.
Do you think that the future holds more energy healing and less pharmaceuticals, less dependence on Western medicine?
I think one thing replacing another would just confirm the idea of a dualistic existence. And I really, and as a group, we are really into the idea of a unified field. And in a unified field, everything is truly welcome. And I also believe very strongly in allowing people to start where they are. So I've done a lot of volunteer work in Africa as a medical volunteer. And there is a lot of power attached to a pill, strangely enough. It's endowed with all sorts of ideas of instant cures, and there's a very strong placebo effect sometimes because they have such a strong belief in Western medicine. So why take that away from someone? And I'm not saying that all of Western medicine is placebo, of course not. You know, I've been in surgeries where cancer tumors have been removed and the person goes into an incredible remission. And that's something, yes, energy work can address that and hold the template for that. But if something on that kind of quite gross physical level can be done so successfully, why not?
Again, that makes so much sense because it's really about the human and the biology of belief. Back to Bruce Lipton again. It's all about how we believe that something's going to help us, either be a benefit or not. It's really amazing how powerful our mind and thoughts are.
It's about going inside oneself and paying very careful attention to what one's soul, one's body, one's heart is asking for. And I think just if people allow themselves to have a choice and not just believing there is only one route to go down, but really giving themselves the freedom to say, what do I really need in this moment? And allowing there to be a whole rainbow of possible choices, that can be healing in itself. In the same way, if someone goes to our website and looks at the pictures of our healers and go, this person, yes, this person, no, this person, maybe, that's going inside and saying, I feel a connection here and maybe not here. And that's the freedom we all have. We just need to remember that it's there.
You know, we are almost out of time, but gosh, this interview is so fantastic. And even though you're way over in Europe, which is thousands and thousands of miles away, it feels like you're right next door to me. It feels like I can come and talk with you and I can have the energy healing, and that we really are living in this unified moment, and I think you guys are bringing it all together. It's making me feel so comfortable. So I want to have you back on again so that we can talk about more things. And also, I kind of want to make sure that nobody forgets you. I want to make sure that everybody fully realizes that it's the energyhealinggroup.com. that people can go to get this incredible new way of thinking energy that we need to experience. So knowing that our time is short right now, is there any last words that you would like to give the listeners?
Well, I just want to thank you for having us on and send a great loving blessing to all of your listeners.
Thanks, Yanni, and they're sending it right back to you. What about you, Marcus?
I have these words in my head which have been around a lot recently, which is that it's important to remember that we are one powerful and unified field of love in this world. And that's something that we are all part of as soon as we choose to remember it.
Yes, as soon as we choose to remember it. It's easy and yet so difficult. Oh, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on, and I have got to have you back real soon.
Thank you, Jules. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to keep my listeners posted as I go back and back again for not only corporate healing, but for personal healing as well. So to all my wonderful listeners, thanks for tuning in. We have another great show planned for you next week, all about the law of attraction. So come back and listen in. Have a great one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com. And have a great week.